Thank you so much, Steve Thomas. You're doing a great job this week. And joining us here this morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White. And it looks like a very New Hampshire fugitive, maybe not the way we wanted it to happen, but is crossed off the list.
Exactly. Last week's Fugitive of the Week, we had featured him, Evan Mitchell Hollins. He was wanted by Concord Police Department. He was involved in a shooting, or alleged to be involved in a shooting, where he shot a man in the middle of the chest and in his arm. I believe this was on the 2nd of July during an altercation. That gentleman did survive that attack and shooting, had many charges against him. We did a lot of work on that case all last week, and that finally culminated yesterday. We figured out an address that he was probably at, down on C Street in Nashua, went into that house and was searching, and the last place to look was the walk-up attic. Made verbal contact with Mr. Hollins, and he did not want to come down, did not want to surrender. Mm-hmm. We did everything we could to convince him to come down, but unfortunately died by suicide up in that attic, which is unfortunate, not what we're looking for. Honestly, we're looking to bring people in front of the courts. We don't want people to end their life tragically like this. It's not something that anybody should do or have to do. Mm-hmm. This is a criminal matter. It's a matter of getting in front of a judge and telling your side of the story. And we tried to explain that to him in every different way that we could.
Right.
There's a reason for things that happen, and he doesn't have a chance to tell his story if he's not around to tell it. So, unfortunately, we can mark him off the list, but not the way that we wanted to.
Right. Absolutely. Because the ideal situation is we get to Wednesday morning, we put up a fugitive of the week, and then that person maybe turns a corner.
Yeah, it does the right thing. This week we've got another one we can try to do that with. This is Dwayne Dominic Anderson. He's wanted on a parole violation with an underlying charge of witness tampering.
Mm-hmm.
We have him marked up as armed and dangerous. Parole has information he might be in possession of a firearm. He's 34 years old, 5'8", 210 pounds,
okay.
Brown eyes and black hair. Has several tattoos on his body. He has on his chest a 773, and on his left shoulder he has the name Barbie, B-A-R-B-Y. And on his upper left arm, he has the initial DPG and an image of a dog. And on his abdomen, he has the name or word Cutta, C-U-T-T-A.
Okay.
He was last known to be, he has ties throughout like Merrimack, Nashua, and Belknap County, New Hampshire areas.
Okay, up and down 93, sure.
Yeah, up and down 93, down to all the way down to Nashua. He's possibly connected to some human trafficking.
Mm.
Has a very extensive criminal history. And, we want to track him down, get him off the street, get him in front of the parole board, and see what's going to happen to him as far as additional prison time.
Right, because, that's the whole parole deal, is when you get let out of prison, you're on parole, you just got to stay in contact and keep yourself clean.
Yeah, exactly. Stay in contact. Live where you're supposed to be, not commit any new crimes, things like that. Those are the most basic elements of probation and parole.
Right.
And unfortunately, Mr. Anderson is not doing any of those things. So hopefully somebody has some information, recognizes him, knows where he's staying or what he's driving, where he's working or if he's working. Those are the pieces of information we always look for every week. And hopefully somebody has that information and is willing to share it.
Right, because it may be the thread that pulls together all the clues that you guys already have.
That's what we're hoping, or like I said right at the beginning, best thing, turn yourself in. Go see a probation or parole officer. Let's get this taken care of the easy way. If not, we can try to track you down and put you in handcuffs. And parole board generally, is not impressed by that. They'd be more impressed by somebody that turns himself in.
Right, exactly. Now, say I have some information on Mr. Anderson's whereabouts. How do I turn it over to you?
We have multiple ways you can do that. You can go old school, reach out to Deputy U.S. Marshal Dempsey, and he can be reached out at 603-225-1632. Or you can go right onto the poster, click on the link that says web tip. That'll send us an anonymous email. Or you can text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP411. those methods are completely anonymous. We don't need your name. And even if you do call us, we don't need to put your name in any reports or anything like that. We don't need you to testify against Mr. Anderson. Our job is to track him down, bring him to justice, or in this case, in front of the parole board. And, you know, let's get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we'll be moving in the right direction if it all happens according to plan, which is a great
That's
thing.
That's what we hope.
All right,
That's
I'll get this
exactly what we hope.
I will get this posted at the new Pulse of New Hampshire app. We'll have that'll be up in just moments. All right.
And, wow, fantastic.
And, hey, we you know, every way that we can help. Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, I thank you so much for your time. And again, more good news, hopefully, next week.
That's what I'm hoping for, and we'll keep working on this, and hopefully I can let you know sooner than later.
Sounds like a deal, Jeff. That's our Fugitive of the Week for this week, here on the Morning Information Center on the Pulse of New Hampshire.